Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It feels like the market is taking a little breather today, after a big run.
A breather is right. After mega-cap tech led the major averages to fresh record highs yesterday, U.S. equity futures are pointing to a pretty flat open this morning. It seems like a quieter news morning. But quiet doesn't mean there's nothing to watch.
Definitely not. It's the calm before the potential storm. We have a couple of key Fed speakers on the docket today, Chair Powell and Governor Bowman, and this is hot on the heels of last week's 25 basis point rate cut.
So what are we listening for from them? Any hints of more cuts to come, or are they pumping the brakes?
That's the million-dollar question. The market is going to be dissecting every single word for clues on future policy. Are they done cutting for now? Is the door open for more? Their tone will be absolutely critical today.
Got it. And before the Fed speaks, we get some economic data. What's on the calendar?
We have the Q2 current account balance at 8:30 Eastern, but the main event for traders is at 9:45 a.m. That's when we get the preliminary S&P Global PMI numbers for September.
The PMI data. Remind our listeners why that's so important right now.
It's our first real-time look at the health of the manufacturing and services sectors for the month. And it's especially interesting today because Europe's manufacturing numbers this morning looked, well, pretty weak. They were all in contraction territory. The U.S. data will be a key indicator for the state of our economy.
A tale of two sectors, perhaps. Let's shift to earnings. The big one everyone is waiting for is Micron, which reports after the bell today.
Oh, absolutely. This is the most anticipated report of the week. The stock is already trading higher this morning, and the whole semiconductor index, the PHLX, had a fantastic day yesterday, advancing 1.6%. There's a lot of optimism baked into this one.
So high expectations could mean high volatility. On the flip side of that, we have AutoZone, which already reported this morning.
And it wasn't a great report card. They missed on earnings per share by $1.98. Revenues were in line, but that big EPS miss is what investors are focusing on. The stock is definitely feeling the pressure in the pre-market.
Okay, let's talk about some of the individual names making huge moves. And we have to start with Kenvue, the maker of Tylenol. The stock is up over 4% this morning.
This is a fascinating story. There have been these claims trying to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to autism. But now we're seeing medical experts publicly pushing back hard on that narrative. The market is clearly seeing this as a major positive. A huge sigh of relief for the company.
A sigh of relief indeed. Another name getting a lot of love from Wall Street is CoreWeave. Two separate upgrades this morning?
That's right. A double upgrade. Mealyus Research bumped them to a buy, and Wells Fargo raised them to overweight. When you see two firms upgrade on the same morning, it's a clear signal of strong analyst conviction in that name.
And how about some of the mega caps? I see Amazon is in the news for something other than sales.
Yes. Amazon is filing a lawsuit to block a New York labor law. It's another chapter in the ongoing saga between big tech and regulators. It's a story we'll be watching closely.
Definitely. On a more positive note, Boeing is flying high this morning, up around 3%.
Two big pieces of news driving that. An order for up to 22 787 Dreamliners from Uzbekistan Airways, and reports that Turkey is planning a major purchase of fighter jets. That's a very strong, dual tailwind for the stock.
But it's not all positive out there. I see Lululemon got a downgrade from Robert W. Baird.
Correct. Downgraded to neutral from outperform. The analyst there is likely just seeing a more balanced risk-reward profile after a strong run for the stock. It's a good reminder that even the most popular names face valuation scrutiny.
So wrapping it all up, what's the key takeaway for traders heading into the opening bell?
I think it's a wait-and-see open. You have to watch the chip sector closely ahead of that crucial Micron report tonight. Keep an eye on the big movers with news, like Kenvue and Boeing, for early momentum. But the real market-moving catalyst today will be that PMI data at 9:45. A strong number could give the market another leg up, while a miss could see us pull back from these record highs.
A pivotal data point on a seemingly quiet day. Great breakdown.
Anytime. Have a great trading day.
That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow to get you ready for another day in the markets.